Medicaid changes emerge as top election issue in California's Central Valley. California's Congressional District 22 is becoming one of the most closely watched battleground races ahead of the June 2 jungle primary, where incumbent Congressman David Velado, a Republican, will face Democrat opponents Randy Villegas, a college professor and business owner, and State Assemblywoman Josmeet Baines, a family physician. Velado came under fire from Democrats in July 2025 for casting the deciding vote in Congress that tightened eligibility for Medicaid coverage as part of President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, ushering in sweeping federal policy reforms last summer. Velado's seat is the only California congressional race listed as a toss-up by the Cook Political Report. As of May 24, 6%, or 20,166 of 318,962 ballots, have been returned in early voting, according to the Political Data Incorporated's tracker for the June 2 nonpartisan primary, in which the top two candidates, regardless of party affiliation, will advance to the November 3 general election. Of the total returned ballots, about 43% were from Democrats, 39% were from Republicans, and 18% were from no party preference and others, voters. So far, about 8,783 of 134,307 ballots mailed out to Democrats have been cast, compared to 7,874 of 82,897 mailed out to Republicans. About 17% of the early ballots were cast by voters 65 and older, compared to 8% by the 50 to 64 age group. The 35 to 49 group accounted for 4%, and 18 to 34 made up 2%. A Data for Progress partisan poll of 517 likely voters from May 1 to 6, sponsored by the Working Families Party PAC, shows Velado with 44% of the vote. The poll shows Villegas with 25% and Baines with 21%, according to the New York Times. The PAC is backing Villegas in the race. Velado has held the Central Valley seat for 6 of 7 elections, but the district was recently redrawn under Proposition 50 to favor Democrats. He formerly represented California's 21st congressional district from 2013 to 2019 and 2021 to 2023. He won the District 22 race against Democrat Rudy Salas by 7 percentage points in 2024. Although it remains centered in California's vast Central Valley, the district now includes more blue areas, mainly in Fresno County, and excludes some red-leaning regions. The district is predominantly Hispanic with an agricultural-based economy, and includes large portions of Kern County and parts of Kings, Tulare, Fresno, and Madera counties, eastern parts of Bakersfield, and portions of Hanford, Tulare, Porterville, and Carruthers. The redrawn district also excludes Avenel and parts of Hanford, Velado's hometown. Last year, after Texas Republicans launched a congressional redistricting effort, California Governor Gavin Newsom wrote on X post July 15, "Two can play that game," and on November 4, the state held a special election, when 64% of voters passed Prop 50, a constitutional amendment to redraw California's congressional district boundaries. Prop 50 replaced the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission's 2021 congressional maps with those redrawn by the Democrat-controlled legislature under State Assembly Bill 604. Medicaid loophole closing for non-citizens. Velado's support for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act threatens Medicaid coverage, called Medi-Cal in California, for many living in the state, as on January 1, 2024, California became the only state in the nation to offer full Medi-Cal benefits to all low-income residents, regardless of immigration status. U.S. law prohibits the use of federal funds for non-emergency care of illegal aliens. A 2024 audit found that California had improperly claimed roughly $52.7 million in federal reimbursements for non-emergency services provided to low-income illegal aliens, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. Critics claim the state uses a loophole to draw extra federal funds when it tax health insurers via California's managed care organization, which frees up state funds to pay for illegal aliens. The state taxes Medicaid insurers and then makes higher payments to those same insurers with that tax revenue, according to the Paragon Health Institute, an independent nonprofit think tank launched in 2021 by Brian Blasey, a former health policy advisor to Trump. The higher payments enable the state to claim additional federal matching dollars. These federal funds leave California with surplus money to spend elsewhere. This scheme effectively allows the state to launder federal Medicaid funds without spending any of its own money. The state argues that such a practice isn't against the law. Reforms in the pipeline. Recent guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, issued in April, calls for strict limits on federal matching funds to prevent the diversion of these funds for non-citizens. The change will take effect on October 1, 2026. The Trump administration has a public mandate, a statutory obligation, and a moral duty to safeguard our federal healthcare programs, CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz said in an April 8 press release. The guidance, he said, provides clear guidelines to help states follow the law and safeguard taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats, including Villegas and Baines, have accused the Trump administration of threatening health care coverage for 3.4 million people. Villegas states on his campaign website that he'll fight to roll back Trump's health care cuts and make sure everyone can afford health care by passing Medicare for All. Baines accused Villado of voting for the largest cut to health care in history to give tax breaks to Wall Street and billionaires, and that no district in the country has as many families on Medi-Cal. Villado said in a May 22 statement he was clear from the beginning that he wouldn't support a bill that included any reduction in Medicaid coverage to the most vulnerable populations, including children, seniors, those with disabilities, and pregnant women. The bill, he said, honors this commitment, while implementing common sense reforms to strengthen the program. He said he will work with the Senate to ensure critical programs like Medicaid and SNAP are protected for those who need them most. Villado noted that the House version of the bill blocks the largest tax hike in American history and delivers tax relief for working families and seniors. More than 90% of my constituents rely on the standard deduction, and this legislation preserves the provisions that doubled it. It also expands the child tax credit, eliminates taxes on tips and on overtime, and enhances deductions for seniors, he said. These are real wins that will put more money back in the pockets of hardworking Central Valley families. Meanwhile, Villegas has criticized the Trump administration's policies, referring to Immigrations and Customs Enforcement officers enforcing U.S. immigration laws as unidentified masked men kidnapping innocent mothers selling fruit, or ripping children away from their parents, on his campaign website. The current policies of blanket detention and deportation are unconstitutional and un-American, Villegas stated on the site. As the son of immigrants from Mexico, this is personal to me. We need a working system that protects our communities while providing a path to citizenship, so our undocumented neighbors, friends, and co-workers aren't forced to live in the shadows. He supports congressional term limits, banning members of Congress from trading stocks and becoming lobbyists, protecting Social Security, universal childcare and family leave, raising the federal minimum wage, and bringing down the cost of living, among other planks in his platform. I dare any sitting D.C. politician to explain to ordinary Americans how they would survive on $7.25 an hour, let alone support a family, Villegas states on the website. Baines promises to fight for better economic opportunities by protecting existing jobs and creating new ones by investing in agriculture and infrastructure. The Central Valley has fueled California's economy for generations but too often gets left behind, Baines states on her campaign website. She also promises to reduce the cost of living, curb inflation, and eliminate reckless tariffs that hurt valley farmers and raise prices on working families. Among the planks in Villado's platform are defending rural families and communities, cutting wasteful spending, balancing the federal budget and cutting the cost of health care. Villado also promises to protect the water supply of the Central Valley and make sure communities and farmers receive a clean, reliable water supply. In the Central Valley, life as we know it is dependent upon securing a reliable and clean supply of water. Farmers, families, and entire communities must receive the water they need to strengthen the economy and raise our families, he states on his website. While the stock market is at an all-time high and the unemployment rate nationally continues to drop, too many people in the 21st Congressional District are out of work and aren't feeling the positive effects of our growing economy. The unemployment rate in the San Joaquin Valley is nearly double the national average. Velado believes the economy needs to work for rural and working families, not just big cities. He seeks to eliminate needless regulations and reduce the tax burden on small businesses, which he says are the backbone of the American economy, and pass common sense legislation to put people back to work. He supports a market-based approach to healthcare reform to provide competitive choices and to address the need to make quality healthcare available and affordable to all Americans, noting those who currently can't afford insurance. It is important to enact reforms that lower the cost of healthcare while maintaining access to healthcare for America's most vulnerable populations, like the elderly, poor, and those with pre-existing conditions. As the son of immigrants, Velado says he supports comprehensive immigration reform and reasonable and responsible pathway to citizenship for those wishing to enter the United States and for those already here. This will allow many undocumented immigrants to come out of the shadows, get involved in their children's education, find employment, and raise their families, he states on his website. Developing a guest worker program that will enable access to a reliable workforce is crucial to the stability of our local agricultural economy.